ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 4 புருஷார்த்தாதிகரணம். புருஷார்த்தஹ அதஹ சப்தாதிதி பாதராயணஹ சேஷத்வாத் புருஷார்த்தவாதஹ யதா அன்யேஷு இதி ஜைமினிஹி ஆசாரதர்ஷனாத் தஸ்ருதேஹே சமன்வாரம்பணாத் தத்வதோ விதானாத் நியமாச்ச அதிக உபதேசாத்து பாதராயணஸ்ய ஏவம் தத்தர்ஷனாத் துல்யம் து தர்ஷனம் அசார்வத்ரிகீ விபாகஹ சதவத் அத்யயனமாத்ரவதஹ ந அவிசேஷாத் ஸ்துதயே அனுமதிர்வா காமகாரேண ச ஏகே உபமர்தஞ்ச ஊர்த்வரேதஹ சுச சப்தேஹி. பராமர்ஷாதிகரணம். பராமர்ஷம் ஜைமினிஹி அச்சோதனாச்ச அபவதிதிஹி அனுஷ்டேயம் பாதராயணஹ சாம்யஸ்ருதேஹ விதிர்வா தாரணவத். ஸ்துதி மாத்ராதிகரணம். ஸ்துதி மாத்ரம் உபாதானாதிதி சேத் ந அபூர்வத்வாத் பாவசப்தாச்ச. பரிப்ளவாதிகரணம். பரிப்ளவார்த்தா இதி சேத் ந விசேஷிதத்வாத் ததாச்ச ஏக வாக்கியதா உபபந்தாத். அக்னீந்தனாத்யதிகரணம். அத ஏவ ச அக்னீந்தனாதி அனபேக்ஷா சர்வாபேக்ஷாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேக்ஷா ச யஜ்ஞாதி ஸ்ருதேஹே அஸ்வவத் சமதமாத்யுபேதஹ ஸ்யாத் ததபிது தத்விதேஹே ததங்கதயா தேஷாம் அவஸ்ய அனுஷ்டேயத்வாத். சர்வாநானுமத்யதிகரணம். சர்வாநானுமத்ய சர்வா சர்வாநானுமதிஸ்ச பிராணாத்யயே தத்தர்ஷனாத் அபாதாச்ச அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே சப்தாச்ச அத அகாமகாரே. ஆசிரமகர்மாதிகரணம். விஹிதத்வாச்ச ஆசிரமகர்மாபி சககாரித்வேன ச சர்வதாபித ஏவ உபலிங்கா உபயலிங்காத் அனவிபவஞ்ச தத்தர்ஷயதி அந்தராசாபிது தத்ருஷ்டேஹ. விதுராதிகரணம். அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே விசேஷ அனுக்ரஹஸ்ச அதஸ்பிதரஜ்யாயோலிங்காச்ச. தத்பூதாதிகரணம். தத்பூதஸ்ய து ந அதத்பாவோ ஜைமினிஹி அபி நியம அத தத்ரூப அபாவேப்யஹ. ஆதிகாரிக அதிகரணம். நச ஆதிகாரிகம் அபி பதன அனுமானாத் தத் அயோகாத். பகிரதிகரணம். பகிஹி து உபயதாபி ஸ்மிருதேஹே ஆசாராச்ச. ஸ்வாம்யதிகரணம். ஸ்வாமினஹ ஃபலஸ்ருதேஹே இதி ஆத்ரேயஹ ஆத்விஜ்யம் இதி ஔதுலோமிஹி தஸ்மைஹி பரிக்ரியதே ஸ்ருதேஷ்ச. சககாரியாந்தர விதி அதிகரணம். சககாரியாந்தர விதிஹி பக்ஷேண திருத்தீயம் தத்வதோம் வித்யாதிபத் கிருஷ்ணபாவாது கிரிஹிணோபசம்ஹாரஹ மௌனவத் இதரேஷாம் அபி உபதேசாத். So we completed the discussion of this adhikaranam, the 14th adhikaranam of chapter 3 pada 4 in the last class. Now let us proceed to the next adhikaranam, 15th adhikaranam. This is called anavishkara adhikaranam. Has only one sutra. Anavishkurvan anvayat. Anavishkurvan anvayat. 50th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 475th running Brahma Sutra. So the sutra says that the perversity of a child is not manned by the word balyena. We have already seen this loka earlier. I am going to quote it again. Balyena means by a childlike state, child, balya, child. In the passage of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quoted under Sutra 47. I will re-quote it again. Now I will give the general introduction to this Adhikaranam with only one sutra. And here Vyasacharya analyzes the mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, fifth section, first mantra, which is the same mantra as we did in the previous Adhikaranam also. That is, Tasmad Brahmanaha Balyena Tishtasetim Balyancham Pandityancha Nirvidya Atha Munihi. Actually, in the last class, we talked about the Munihi also. Pandityam in the form of Shravanam, and Mananam in the form of Balyam, and Nididhyasanam in the form of Sannyasa is mentioned here. This we saw in the last class itself. So in the previous Adhikaranam, we saw Mauna Vidhi. And finally, we said it implied Sannyasa Ashrama and all that. Mauna Vidhi implied Sannyasa Ashrama. And in this Adhikaranam, we focus on the word Balyam, which comes before Mauna. And we had already given one interpretation for the word Balyam, which means Bala Bhavaha. That means strength, reinforcement, and all that thing. And we give the answer, the reinforcement of knowledge received through Shravana. That is what we are calling as reinforcement of the knowledge. And this means any knowledge, which is a shaky knowledge because of doubts and all that. And reinforcement that removes all the doubts. Therefore, freedom from doubt is Bala Bhavaha. And samshaya, we can call it samshaya rahitatva, that is without any doubts, or clarity of knowledge, that is reinforcement of knowledge, clarity of the knowledge. I have understood the fact, I am free, that is the clarity of knowledge. And this was the meaning given for the word balyam earlier, we saw in the last class. And the Purvapakshi takes the popular meaning for the word balyam, and here he takes the word as the state of childhood. Balya, balyavastha. So the state of childhood or the lifestyle of a child, childhood. And here Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya, they accept the second meaning also, that is childhood. They accept that second meaning also. And having accepted the meaning, they say it should be interpreted properly. After Shravanam, you should undergo balyavastha. Purvapakshi says, that Balya Avastha means not the childhood state, because you cannot go back to childhood state age-wise. Balya Avastha cannot be taken here. It should be Balasya Karma, the lifestyle of a child. That is to be taken. One should not think one has to go to that state. Balya Avastha, you cannot go because you already gone through the age. So both Purvapakshi and Siddhanti, they accept this particular premise. And there are two things in a child. First is the child's purity of mind or character, innocence, integrity of the child, freedom, deceptiveness together, all those things, you know, they are all put together. We call them as Bala Shuddhi. It's the purity of the child, all innocence, integrity, and all that. And the second is indiscipline of the child. What is indiscipline? The child does whatever the child likes to do. Which one should be taken between the two meanings? Purvapakshi says, after knowledge, you become balyam. That means you can do anything. That is what Purvapakshi's premise. After knowledge, you can do anything you want. That's what he says, like a child. So you give up puja, all those things. He can give up all disciplines. This is Purvapakshi's opinion of the word balyam. And then we ask the question, is it not unethical? Shastra prescribes yatecha chara, whatever you like, you do it, like a child. For example, a child might urinate anywhere. Because of this Shastra Vidhi, it will not be papam for him, if you say like that. Therefore, the child can act like doing even himsa, prescribed in the Shastras. For example, animal sacrifices and all in all yagas. That does not come under Himsa at all because it is given in the Shastras, Shravata Vidhi. So after Shravanam, you can start all these things, it is stated by Purvakshi. And another reason is to show that Jnani is beyond all this Vidhi Nisheda. None of these Vidhi rules and all, they don't bind a Jnani at all. So it is also a glorification of a Jnani or glorification of Jnanam itself. So Shastra gives this instruction. This is Purvapakshi's view. He interprets the Shastra in this manner. Whereas Siddhanta says, Balyam means innocence, Raga Dvesha Varjitatvam. No Raga, no Dvesha, all those things, that is true. Papa Shuddhi is highlighted in Balyam as was said by the Siddhanta. Because the Papa Shuddhi, all Papas are gone. As we said, this Adhikaranam analyzes the third chapter, fifth section, first mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in which threefold the sadhana vidhis were given that we saw in the last class. Tasmad brahmanaha, balyena tishtasethi, balyancha panditancha nirvidyam, atha munihi. So shravana vidhi, mauna manana vidhi, nididhyasana vidhi, they all stated in the form of panditya vidhi, balya vidhi and mauna vidhi. So shravana vidhi is equal to panditya vidhi. Manana vidhi is equal to balya vidhi. And nididhyasana vidhi is mauna vidhi. So the word balyam is discussed differently in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad by Shankaracharya. This is the reinforcement of knowledge by removing doubts. That is the role of manana itself. So both accept the interpretation of Balabhava. Purvapakshi also, Siddhanti also, both of them accept the interpretation of Balabhava, a state in which one is like a Bala or a child. And what do you mean by Bala Bhava? Three meanings are possible. What are the meanings? One is Bala Avastha. Number two, Bala Karma. Number two, Bala Swabhava. So Bala Avastha refers to the first stage. And Bala Karma is the activities of the child. And Bala Swabhava is the childlikeness. Swabhava, childlikeness. So, of the three possible meanings, which one is vidhi here? Which one is the injunction? Vidhi. The first meaning is ruled out because Bala Avastha indicates the stage of life. It cannot be vidhi. Why? Since we do not have a choice to follow that. Because this is a stage of life. You don't have a vidhi to follow it. You cannot say you should do this way. This is a stage. I am a child. I need not become a child. I am already a child. I need not become a child. I cannot become a child also age-wise. Bala Avastha is an obtaining fact and it is not subject to Vidhi Nisheta. Age being beyond the scope of Vidhi, age is why? Because age is a fact. Therefore, Bala Avastha is ruled out by both Siddhanti and Purvapakshi. That meaning is ruled out. And then next meaning what we said, Bala Karma. That means do as the one likes, anything you want to do. And it is governed by what? Raga Dvesha. Whatever I like, I do. Whatever I don't like, I don't do. All those things. And the next one is, third one we said is Bala Swabhavaha. That means the innocent nature of child. The nature of a child is to be innocent. It is translated as childlike character, we can say, in the form of simplicity, in the form of innocence, freedom, all those things. It is translated as Bhava Shuddhi. So, Balyam can mean either Yatheshtachara or Bhava Shuddhi, which is Bala Swabhava. Which meaning we should take? These are the three questions, the question here. So, after completing Vedantic study, the lifestyle should be what? Balyam. After completing Vedantic study, the lifestyle should be Balyam. And Purvapakshi unfortunately takes Balyam as what? Yatheshtachara. Whatever one likes to do, you can do. That is what Purvapakshi interprets the word Balyam as. It means a child does. So after study of Vedanta, Jnani can live in any way he likes. That is his interpretation. After studying Vedanta, the Jnani can live in any way he likes. So such free life is prescribed in the Shastra. And Purvapakshi also gives two reasons for that. What are the two reasons? This is again to show the greatness of jnanam actually. He claims it is to show this greatness of jnanam. In jnanam, what happens? The one, the jnani, he transcends all activities. We have told already, all karma and all. This shows the greatness of knowledge. And also he argues that such a lifestyle of a jnani cannot give papam because it is prescribed by Shruti. Jnani violating dharma will not give papam as it is prescribed by Shruti itself. That is his argument. And he gives the example of himsa, where when animal is sacrificed in an yajna. We briefly touched about this animal sacrifice topic sometime earlier. So he gives the example of himsa when an animal is sacrificed during yajna. Yajnas are all shrauta karmas. They are all supported by the Vedas. So himsa in dharma yuddham is not only not a papam, but also it gives him punyam. And he goes to heaven. So dharma yuddhe himsavate. So that means what? In the dharma yuddham, if a himsa is done, it is not a papam. And Shankaracharya establishes, no. Dharma charana should be continued even after study of Vedanta. Just because you got this license of Vedanta, calling yourself a Vedantin, does not mean you can adhere to adharma. Even during and after study also one has to follow the dharma charanam. So swadharma anushtanam is important. Balyam should be translated as balya swabhavaha. And balya karma and all that thing. This is, we can call, so this is the discussion that is going to be in this adhikaranam. So this is like the general introduction of this adhikaranam. Now in this sutra, Vyasacharya highlights one value by the word anavishkurvan. Anavishkurman means ostentation, that is self-publicity, self-proclamation. So any form of self-publicity is called anavishkurvan here. The opposite is vinayatvaha. Vinayatvam means humility. So a child does not have manitvam. Child is very, very simple. It doesn't have all those ego and those kinds of things. Simple. So how do you come then? How do you come to such a meaning? Why can't you take the meaning as yatheshtacharaha, the one who can do whatever he likes to do? For which Vyasacharya says the context reveals the meaning. You should see the meaning according to the context here. Why Balyavidhi is prescribed? This we have already seen before. All the three are considered angavidhi, contributory sadhanas. That means there is a mukhya vidhi, primary vidhi, and these are all secondary vidhi. So angi and anga vidhi we already saw. So if this is an anga vidhi, it is always meant for the primary purpose. Angi vidhi, pradana vidhi. Pradana vidhi is atma jnanam here. What is the pradana vidhi? There is no other business. Atma jnanam is the business. Welcome to Vedanta. Only thing that goes is atma jnanam. Panditya is gain to knowledge and scriptural scholarship is to gain self-knowledge. Similarly, balyam is for self-knowledge. The context is jnanam only is the context here. In Kathopanishad, in the first chapter, second section, the 24th mantra says, na virato duscharitan nashanto nasamahitaha nashantamanaso vapi prajnane nainamapniya. No one who has not turned away from bad conducts, whose senses are not under control, whose mind is not collected, whose mind is not harmonious, whose mind is not at rest, that person can attain this Atman by knowledge. That's very difficult. He can get by Atman by knowledge. If one has to get it, one has to go through all these. Only if a person who is adhering to these things, he cannot get. Jnanam can arise in the mind, it can stay in the mind, and jnanam can produce the result only in the mind that follows dharma. Dharma acharanam is very, very, very important. Therefore, Veda makes it very clear that dharma vidhi nisheda, following anushtanam, etc., that is very, very compulsory. Vidhi Nisheda, one has to follow Anushtanam and all that thing to gain knowledge. So if Yatheshtacharam is obstacle to Jnanam, how can the very same Veda prescribe Yatheshtachara as a means to Jnanam? It cannot. Therefore, such a meaning cannot be given. This is the argument given by Shankaracharya. So if such a meaning cannot be given, then what to do with the word Balyam? Because the word Balyam is very clearly said. And Shankaracharya says, if other meanings are absent, we have to give this meaning. Fortunately, Balyam has got various other meanings, which is favorable to the context. It does not contradict Kathopanishad mantra also. Kathopanishad mantra also does not contradict. We take unfavorable, why unnecessarily take the unfavorable contradictory meaning? Therefore, Balyam refers to purity of mind, pure mind. Therefore, word Balyam can be taken as purity of mind here, not as Balyavastha, Balya Karma and all that. It refers to purity of mind. And why Veda prescribes purity of mind now when it has done so even before coming to Vedanta? Vedanta, before even coming to, we said, Adhikari should have all the qualities, Viveka, Vairagya, Samadhi, Shakti, Sampatti and all that thing. Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, Uparamati, Diksha, Shraddha, Samadhana, all that. So mind purity, sense control, mind control, they are all already prescribed. So why you should prescribe now? They are prescribed even before coming to Vedanta. So even if you are not interested, even if a person, if he is not interested in moksha, you have to follow Shruti. Because Shruti only gives the injunctions of life. Then we say, previously we prescribed for the sake of jnana utpatti and later it is suggested for jnana phalam and jnana nishtha. So earlier jnana utpatti, I have to first gain that knowledge. And later that knowledge should become a firm knowledge and the phalam of knowledge is to gain moksha. So this is how before Vedanta and also after coming to Vedanta also it is prescribed. Then there's another question also. If this vidhi is required for gaining jnanam before and jnana nishtha later, do you say dharma is not required after gaining jnana nishtha? You are now calling about only gaining jnanam. So no more dharma, karma and all is not talked about right now. So it's not required at all after jnanam is the next question. Here dharma vidhi is not required. Jnana nishtha is that state when adharma is not possible. That is why dharma vidhi is not prescribed here. When a person has become a jnani and he is also established in his jnanam, jnana nishtha, for that person in that state, adharma is not possible. That person cannot do anything adharmic. It is a spontaneous value for a jnani. Till jnanam, it is a sadhana. Till jnanam, that person is not called a jnani, he is called a sadhaka. Having gained jnanam, he is no more a sadhaka, he is a siddha purushaha, he is a jnani. So jnana nishtha paryantam, values have to be followed deliberately. Till you gain jnanam, all these values have to be followed deliberately. And after gaining jnanam, jnana nishtha will come spontaneously. There is no deliberate requirement of any of those. It is spontaneous. Whatever it is, dharma should prevail according to Veda. So that person will be dharmic. And then becomes the last question. In actually Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shankaracharya has translated Balyam as Balya Bala Bhavaha. He has translated in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, same mantra that we read just about a few minutes ago. Shankaracharya in his commentary, he translated Balyam as Bala Bhavaha, referring to Manana. And here we translate Balyam as Bhava Shuddhi, that means purity. Now the question is, which one I should take? Shankaracharya said it is Bala Bhavaha is Mananam. And here Balyam we say Bhava Shuddhi, purity. Now what is the meaning we should take? Should I follow Mananam or purity? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says Mananam. And when I see Brahma Sutra, it calls it purity. The same mantra. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it gives for that word Mananam. And here Brahma Sutra, it calls it purity. Both should be taken and they are not optional. That is the premise. Both should be taken, they are not optional. So this is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us say this is the, so we saw the general introduction of this adhikaranam. Now general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Anavishkurvan anvayat. 50th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 475th running Brahma Sutra. Anavishkurvan, a wise person should remain pure without self-publicity. Without self-publicity, a wise person should remain pure. Anvayat, this is known from the context. This is how it is meant. A wise person should remain pure with respect, without self-publicity, and this is known from the context. Now, what are the significance of the words? We will see briefly. So, anavishkurvan, as we said earlier, avishkaranam means self-projection. That is, I project myself, I talk about myself. This, all those dambitvam and all that. It means dambaha. So, all there are rajasic qualities, tamasic gunas and all that. It is upalakshanam of all the asurik and rajasic sampatti of Gita. So, anavishkaraha means without any rajasa, tamasic qualities, all those gunas. It means dominance of sattva guna. That's what it means. Sattvic person. So gunas are always subject to fluctuation. That we should know. Gunas are always subject to fluctuation. You cannot clamp sattva guna also somewhere. It will also fluctuate. So the three gunas are fluid. And they are highly subject to fluctuation. And it depends upon innumerable factors. Not one or two factors, including prarabdha. Even your prarabdha will push you from what you are to something else. So for both of them, two Shruti quotations are given also for the two meanings. One should control rajasic and tamasic gunas and promote sattva guna. That is the meaning. So in Kathopanishad, the same mantra that we said earlier, na virato duscharita na shanto na samahitaha na shantamanasovapi prajnane nainam apniyat. One should have sattva guna's predominant quality. And the next word is anvayat. Anvayat refers to acharat. The source of the mantra is not there, but it is in the Veda. So it means without any show, it should be there. This quality should be there. I should not be saying, see, a lot of people say, oh no, I don't have any ego. It's a very common statement. People normally say, I don't have any ego. If you don't have any ego, you don't have to say it, right? But they will still choose to say it. So this is all. So it means without any show, it should be there. And lingam means all the accessories. Accessories we have already told earlier in some other context also. Right from dress up onwards, all the dress, whatever we wear. Like from the dress and everything, the person is very simple. Acharaha here means the language also, the conduct also. They all show simplicity. The person, he talks simple language. It simple language means not without any hidden meanings and all those kinds of things. Whatever he says, it is straight words. There is no implied meaning at all. Language and also his conduct, all those things, they all show simplicity. The body language that reveals humility, important. Many Puranas show how one should stand and conduct before elders, before the guru and all that thing. The Puranas say, even Upanishads say, in before elders, don't speak. Before elders, be very all. So don't have equal asana, seat, along with a great scholar or a great rishi or a guru. And now the modern developments, they talk about the body language. That confirms necessity. Because when normally people do transactions, negotiations, they want to observe the body language of the opponent. Because that communicates a lot of information to them. Because your body also conveys some language. So it is body language. So the very posture that sends a message. Therefore, Veda says, the body language reveals your mind. Achara also should show humility or vinayaha. So Kathopanishad shows humility. And he should live following humility. Any person should conduct a life following humility. And anvaya here means refers to context. Literally, anvaya means gelling of the meaning. That's what it means, anvayam. Samanvaya and all, we do that. So this meaning will fit into the context of knowledge here. Therefore, anvaya means context. And because of this context, this is the being. That is the conclusion we draw. Balyam means purity of mind. What is the conclusion? Balyam here means purity of mind. That is the conclusion of this sutra. So with this 50th sutra and the 15th adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Aihika adhikaranam. This also contains one shloka, only one sutra. Aihikam api aprastuta pratibandehe taddarshanat. Aihikam api aprastuta pratibandehe taddarshanat. 51st sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 476th running Brahma Sutra. So this sutra, it says, whether the consequence of Brahma Vidya, which is the realization of Brahman, is possible in this life or will it wait till death? When the person has to wait till death to gain Brahma Vidya, Brahma Jnana. That is the question. It analyzes this particular topic. Now let us give some general introduction to this adhikaranam, the 16th adhikaranam with only one sutra. This is called Aihikadhikarana. Here we see Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam is a long process. And further, doubts crop up which have to be cleared. This is all we see it every day. Further, the Viparita Bhavana will also trouble us. So this sadhana is prescribed for the purpose of gaining jnanam and ultimately what? Through jnanam moksha. So jnana abhyasa is meant for jnana utpatti. And the jnanam is, what is the jnanam? Not any chemistry physics jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi. That is the jnanam. Aparoksha Brahma Aikya Jnanam. Now, what is the controversy here? Whether the sadhana will produce jnanam in this janma or in future janma. I do lot of sadhanas. Will this sadhana produce the jnanam in this janma itself or in a future janma? Such doubts may come. Normally, you know, people, this is also a common question also. If I want to, for example, a person wanted to become a king in the next janma. And what he did, he wanted to be prepared. So he said, a king, one of the symbols of a king is to have a white umbrella. So he said, let me first go and buy a white umbrella so that I can at least start the preparations for becoming a, being born as a king in the next janma. So he went ahead and bought a white umbrella. So similarly, here also, whether I am trying to get jnanam, if it is going to be something in the future janma after death only, should I have to prepare for it right now? So these are all questions. Some doubts may come. Because in Karma Kanda, two types of karmas are talked about. Some karma give palam in this life itself. And some others give palam in the next janma. For example, Putra Kameshti Yajna, a person who wants to get children. He does a yajna called Putra Kameshti Yajna. King Dasharatha also, he performed this yajna and all his children, Rama and all these children, they all were born to him after this. So, then a person who does Putra Kameshti Yajna, he has to get Putra when? In this janma only. He is not going to do a Putra Kameshti Yajna to get children in the next janma. So, similarly, for example, there is another yajna also. That is for rain, lot of rains. So for the crops. So if a person has to do that particular yajna, he wants the crops in this janma only. The rain should come immediately and not in next janma. And that is his intent. And there are some other yagas are also there to give indriya shakti. You want to be a healthy person. And so these are also you want indriya shakti in this janma. Similarly, Jyotishtoma, those kind of yagas are there. They are for Swargaloka Prapti. And this palam is gained only after death. So if you want to gain Swargalokam, first a person has to die. And only in the next janma, a person can get Swargaloka. So the palam of jnana is in this life or next life. That is the question. And there are arguments in both ways. And the Purva Pakshi, he argues that jnana utpatti must be in this janma, since jnanam comes under what? Drishtapalam. I have already mentioned to you earlier about drishtapalam and adrishtapalam. Drishtapalam are the palams that you can see, feel, enjoy. Adrishtapalam is something you cannot see, but it is there. For example, punyam is an adrishtapalam. So that way, so for example, if you give a beggar some $10, and that person, you can see a drishtapalam because he is happy. You can see the happiness. He can buy food and eat. You can see that. But by that act of charity, without expecting anything in return for you, you have gained an adrishtapalam called punyam that you cannot see. And the effect of punyam, you will see in some other future occasion. So it may be in this life or in this janma or in future janma. So I expect result that can be experienced by me in this life. For any action that I want to do, this is what I expect the result in this life. Jnanam is drishtam or adrishtapalam. Jnanam is it drishtapalam or adrishtapalam? Mathematics jnanam is drishtapalam. If I know mathematics knowledge, then I can use it in this janma itself. And I can get good ranks and all that thing. That is drishtapalam. If not, the shishya will not know whether he has got jnanam at all or not. If he doesn't know whether the effect of that knowledge produces results which he can see, he will never know whether there is palam for that knowledge or not. If jnanam is adrishtam, shishya cannot go to a guru and guru also cannot teach. So no teaching is possible, no school is possible if jnanam is only adrishtam. Brahmajnanam is also drishtam and jnanavate. Jnanavati, physics jnanavati, for like the way physics jnanam is there, the Brahma vidya, Brahma jnanam is also a drishta palam only. Like physics jnanam, chemistry jnanam, mathematics jnanam. So Brahma jnanam is also like any other jnanam only. It is brought out of what? Pramana, there is pramana. The type of pramanam is different though. And also prameyam is different, like shabda jnanam, sparsha jnanam, all those things. Regarding what is ajnanam, the type of pramanam varies. There are different types of pramanam for ajnanam, ignorance. Similarly, prameyam also differs. Prameyam of shabda jnanam is shabda. And object of sparsha jnanam is what? Sparsha, touch. They are all pramana janya. So, born out of pramanas. So, brahma jnanam is also pramana janyam. Vedanta vakya pramana janyam. Born out of Vedanta Vakyas revealed by the Shruti, by the Vedas. So Vedanta does not say it is different jnanam. Therefore, the question is, since jnanam is drishtam and pramanam is to produce jnanam, and when one operates pramanam in this janma, then what will happen? Jnanam also should operate in this janma. I hope you are with me. Jnanam is drishtam, pramanam is to produce jnanam, and when one operates the pramanam to produce jnanam in this janma, then jnanam also should operate in this janma. Therefore, some people say jnanam is aihikam. In this sutra, the first word is aihikam. That's what we are coming to explain, that word. Some people say jnanam is aihikam in this life itself. And some people say it is in the future life. Whereas Siddhanti says it can be either, that is, it can be no definiteness in this regard, or it could be with the definite this thing that in this janma itself will happen. It can be either way. And this sutra states whether the consequence of Brahma Vidya, which is the realization of Brahman, is possible in this life, or will a person have to wait after death? That is the question. The realization of Brahman, is it possible in this life after gaining Brahma Jnana? Jnana palam is aparoksha jnanam. Whether it will produce jnana palam in this janma or in the next janma is the question. There is no clear-cut rule whether it will produce palam in this or in the next janma. But the Siddhanta is indefinite and says it depends on the status of the student. Siddhanta does not clearly says it will come here or in the next janma. It is indefinite. It says it depends on the status of the student. Vedanta is same. Brahman is the same. Aparoksha jnanam is the same. But the students are not the same. So the result cannot be guaranteed is the argument of the Siddhanta. Vyasacharya says, result is indefinite because Vedanta Pramanam can produce jnanam only if it is not obstructed by impurity in the minds of the student. So he puts the ownership on the student. Onus. Best seed cannot germinate if the ground is not prepared, even the best seed. The obstacle may be emotional obstacle, prarabdha. So many obstacles can be there in the mind of students. So varieties of obstacles are there which do not allow the knowledge to take place out of the study, Vedantic study. The obstacle removal becomes an important thing as Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. This objective removal is also is important. So these obstacles are there, known obstacles, unknown obstacles. Even if the knowledge arises, we don't have the courage to accept it as our knowledge. We don't have the courage. Aham Brahma Asmi, I'm not able to accept that knowledge. To convey this in the tradition, they tell actually a nice story. The story is a Sankshepa Shariraga. There is a particular story in the place. And it is dealt with in Vichara Sagara. There is a particular grantha called Vichara Sagara. It is dealt with there. There was a minister by the name Bichu, who was very efficient minister. And he was the favorite of the king also. Favorite minister of the king. Sometimes he goes to the forest and he never returns. He goes to the forest and he goes, stays there forever. And the king and the people, they were disturbed. What happens to this guy? He just vanishes in the forest for a long time. So there were few other ministers. They were all envious of this minister and they were happy of his disappearance. So he is gone. My God, good riddance. They were happy because he was always a contender. And they said that this particular minister has died in the forest and he is roaming in the forest as a ghost. You know, all these kinds of rumors they create, right? So they started these rumors and that was spreading all over the place. And this information, they were well directed and the whole kingdom also believed. These are all the conspiracy of the other ministers who are jealous of this minister. And after several years, the king once goes for hunting. And in the forest, he saw the same minister under a tree. And he was doing tapas. He was meditating, this minister, in the forest. And the king went near him. And at the sight of this person, this minister, the jnanam generated in the mind did not give him happiness. What is the jnanam generated? He is that minister. He knows him. Because he may be now with a lot of, you know, the hadi and all that. Beard, he might have grown all that. But the king, even though he recognized him, he got the knowledge that it is the minister, but did not give him happiness. He should have been happy. But instead of giving happiness, what happens to the king? He runs away from this minister, thinking that I am near a ghost. This is the story part. And he says, the minister, Prameyam, is in front, alive. The virtue, the minister, the Prameyam is in front, alive and sitting, doing tapas. So Prameyam and Pramanam are there. And they gave direct knowledge that virtue is there. The Pramata, the king is also there. So actual Pramata and Prameyam are there. Indriyam produces pratyaksha virtue, virtue vritti in the mind. And it is paroksha jnana. He is seeing directly. Virtue is right in front. And he has produced aparoksha jnanam in him. So king clearly attained aparoksha jnanam, but he is not willing to accept it as jnanam and did not accept it as a fact. Because he is directly there. Virtue is sitting there, but he is not able to accept it. So that vritti does not produce any ananda also. That thought of that minister does not produce any ananda also in him. In the actual knowledge, there is no jnana vritti. And he does not get ananda of finding the minister. Instead, the king is afraid of the ghost. Even though he sees the real minister in physical body, he considers it as a ghost. And so he runs away. Here, it is not the lack of knowledge, but the hesitation in accepting the knowledge as knowledge. This story is given in the scriptures. So in his vision, he does not have Vritchu Jnanam. And in fact, he has Vritchu Preta Jnanam. Yes, he thought already he is dead. So Brahman Prameyam is there. So the Guru, he reveals the fact to him. still he is not able to accept it. Then Kathopanishad, actually in the first section, in the first chapter, second section, seventh mantra, Sravanayapi Bahubihi Bahubir Yona Labhyaha Shrivantopi Bahavo Yanna Vidyuhu Ascharyo Vakta Kushalosya Labdha Ascharyo Jnata Kushalanu Shishtaha. And again, Bhagavad Gita also, even though they are all there, he is not able to accept Ascharyam. Tatratam Buddhi Samyogam Labade Purva Dehikam Yatate Chatato Bhuyaha Samsiddhau Kuru Nandana. So, on taking such a birth, all these people, they reawaken the wisdom of their previous lives and strive even harder toward perfection through all yoga and all they do. They remember, they do all that. Prayatna adyatamanastu yogi samshuddhi kilbishaha samshuddha kilbishaha aneka janma samsiddhaha tatoyati parangatim. With accumulated punya of many past births, many previous janmas, when all these yogis, they engage in sincere endeavors to make further progress, they want to still go further to gain Atma Jnanam, they become purified from material desires and they attain perfection in this life itself. In this life itself. So either the knowledge does not arise or the knowledge arises and the student hesitates in accepting the Jnana Vritti as Jnana because of that particular, the way I described that story. This is called Pratibandha. It's called Pratibandha. So the mind is with the impurity because of which Jnanam is not accepted as Jnana. If the Jnanam does not arise because of the aparada or some dosham that he has done, some dosha, and the student does not have the courage to accept it as Jnanam, then what to do? You cannot change Brahman. You cannot change. You have to remove the Pratibandha only. Brahman is not Brahman. You have to only remove your Pratibandha. So what you should do? Continue Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam and keep on removing the Pratibandha. And then the time comes when the Pramanam works and intellect is ready to accept Jnanam as Jnanam and it is able to derive the Palam also. So this obstacle can be removed by continuing Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. And improvement of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti that will help to realize the palam. So there is no other shortcut. So this spiritual wealth, this is called the daivi sampat of Bhagavad Gita, will help realize Brahma. So the twofold spiritual wealth are what now? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti is one, vivekam vairagyam and all that we have seen all this earlier. And shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, these two, they are spiritual wealth. They will help the seeker to gain Jnana. So the Adrishta Pratibandha in the form of Papam can be removed only by the Adrishta method of Ishvara Aradhana and Ishvara Puja and Japa, etc. All these Adrishta method, all these methods. Now you can do Puja, Aradhana, all those things people can do. Surrender to the Lord in the form of Ishta Devata and Swadharma Anushtanam according to the Ashrama must continue. One has to follow the Swadharma Anushtana also. So have faith in the Lord. As I tell all the time, you need prayatnam from your end and also the Devam factor also should bless a person for anyone to succeed in whatever effort or pursuit they are trying to pursue. So Swadharma Anushtanam according to the ashrama, that must continue. Bhakti must continue along with Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, that must also continue. And then only the impact of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam will be felt. And in this context, you will see an aside point also for the sake of it. While talking about the removal of obstacles, some Acharya, they mentions yogic meditation as a remedy. Yogic meditation, Ashtanga Yoga and all those things are all there with popular. So they may give it as a remedy to remove all the obstacles, Pratibandhas. And they talk about Patanjali Yoga Sutras also very heavily. And they say it is supportive means for Vedanta. Patanjali Yoga Sutras, they are supportive means of Vedanta. They argue also, some of these Acharyas. Sometimes they say it is independent. And even they say it is superior means to gain Jnanam and Moksha. All this Yoga Sastra, they say it is even superior to gain Jnanam and Moksha. And these Acharyas even within Advaitic tradition, they are not in the Advaitic tradition also. They heavily borrow the idea from Yoga Vasishtha Actually, this book is Yoga Pradhana Vasishtam. So it is Yoga. And here the Guru is Vasishta. And the Sishya is Rama, none other than the Lord Rama himself. From Vasishtha Maharishi, it's called Yoga Vasishtam. And the uniqueness of this book is, it heavily leans on yoga. Thought removal, existence, and all these things. And they talk about Chitta Vritti Nirodha and Manonasha. Actually, we dealt with these subjects earlier in Chandogya discussions and all also. And this introduction of yoga in Vedanta is discussed by Madhusudana Saraswati, a later Acharya. He discussed this in detail. And he says in Gita Bhashyam also, this yogic method is not acceptable to Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya is not in favor of clubbing this Chitta Vritti Nirodha as given in this Yoga Shastra, that method as part of Vedanta Sadhana. And what is the reason he gives? The entire yogic sadhana is based on prapancha satyatva vada. World is real. Prapancha satyatva vada, the philosophical approach that world is real, mind is real, thoughts are real. That is the entire premise of this yoga sadhana. So this foundation of Shankaracharya does not accept this foundation, this yogi, the basis by yogi sadhana, that the world is real and all that thing. Shankaracharya does not accept. And therefore, for him, yoga mixing up with Vedanta sadhana is not acceptable to Shankaracharya. Therefore, Shankara and those who strictly follow him, they do not recommend thought elimination. Mano nasha, vritti nasha, thought nasha, you cannot eliminate. Shankaracharya also in his teaching, tradition does not stress on yoga, yoga sutra, and yoga vasitam, Shankaracharya's tradition of teaching. Therefore, Shankara's followers also adopt same stand. All the other Acharyas who are followers of Shankaracharya, they also adopt the same stand. Like Shankaracharya, they avoid emphasizing thought eliminating sadhana, all those thoughts to eliminate the thoughts in the mind and all. They are also not recommending any of those. Even Nididhyasanam does not involve thought elimination. We don't recommend thought elimination at all. Entertaining thought is Nididhyasanam. What is the thought? Aham Brahma Asmi is the only thought. Brahma Bhavaha. So this thought must get entrenched in the mind. We accept increase of Devi Sampath. And we accept continuation of Swadharma, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, all that we accept. And in his list, we don't accept Samadhi, all those things, Nirvikalpa Samadhi and all, Nirvrittika Samadhi. Nirvrittika means without any thoughts. We don't accept those things. We don't quote much of Yoga Sutras at all in Vedanta. He does not quote Yoga Sastra also Shankaracharya doesn't. Under Yoga Pradhana, you close your eyes in those things. And in our system, what do? We keep our eyes open. One Jagadishwara Sastri, he says, Yoga Pradhana means we are going away from Shankaracharya. When you say this Shastri is an very scholarly person, he says Yoga Pradhana means we are going away from Shankaracharya. Shruti Pradhana means we go to a Shankaracharya. Shruti Pramana, Veda Pradhana means go to a Shankaracharya. Yoga Pradhana means going away from him. Continue Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Increase Sadhana Chaturte Sampatti. And clarity nicely happens in due course. That is Shankaracharya's recommendation. And if the obstacles are too much, it can happen in the next Janma. For example, obstacles are so much. In this Janma, it's not possible. Then it can happen in the next Janma. And then it will not start from scratch. This I have mentioned many times. You don't have to start from A for apple. It will start from where you left. Whatever we study now will be carried forward. And Vyasacharya in this sutra, he quotes Vamadeva Rishi in this regard. Even in Garbhavasa itself, Vamadeva Rishi, he got knowledge without going to Guru, without doing Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, all that he got. So in the Purva Janma, he has done Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, and because of some obstacle, there was some Jnana Pradibandha. And in the Garbha, he got the knowledge in the next Janma when he was to be born. And the Guru was in previous Janma, and Jnanam come in this Janma. He had the Guru who initiated him in this knowledge in the previous Janma, whereas he got the Jnanam in this Janma, in the Garbhavasam itself. So those are called spiritual prodigies. We have mentioned all these things. We have seen many times people, you know, Shuka Brahmam and Vamadeva, all these, they are all rishis like that. And there are, even in here also, we see a third year old, the child would answer all mathematical problems or identify many ragas and all that. They are all child prodigies. And where that knowledge come from? From the previous gen. So those are their spiritual prodigy. And in the past, though it appears they have no guru now, but it all comes from the past. Now let us see the word analysis. Aihikamapi aprastuta pratibandehe taddarshanat. Aprastuta pratibandehe means in the absence of active obstacle. Aihikam api, the rise of knowledge in the present birth itself is possible in this life. Taddarshanat, this is known from such scriptural references. That is what it says, taddarshanat. We have to see other details. Now let us see the significance of the words. Aprastuta pratibandehe means in the absence of active obstacles. And active obstacles means what? Should show the obstacles existing due to prarabdha. There are a lot of obstacles generated in this janma itself because of prarabdha. Sanchita obstacle is called passive obstacles. They are not affecting you in this janma. I have immunity if it is in sanchita. Only when it becomes prarabdha, then only it becomes a problem. So if the king goes to the forest of the story without any misinformation or hearing all the wrong story about the disappearance of the Bhishu, then the moment he sees Bhishu, he will run and embrace him. But he will get instantaneous ananda also and knowledge that the minister is there. So Shravanam itself will put an end to samsara for him. When there are no obstacles, the current knowledge one will gain in this janma itself. From this we derive a corollary also. That is, in the presence of active obstacles, any amount of Vedantic study, knowledge does not arise. And the phalam of knowledge also does not arise. That means what? It arises in the next janma. In this case, knowledge is postponed, we can say. Taddarshanat. This idea is also found in the other scriptures, in the scriptures, Taddarshanat. The Trithi Pramanam is Kathopanishad. We already read that mantra. First chapter, second section, seventh mantra. Which says that some people don't understand Vedanta, even though they study Vedanta seriously. They neither get knowledge nor any benefit from that knowledge. And another pramana is also given about the Vamadeva story, which I told you, Aitreya Upanishad. Vamadeva has done Shravanam in his previous janma, and Jnana comes in the present janma. Taduktam Rishina Garbe Nusannam Anvesham Avedamaham Devanam Janimani, Vishwa Satam Ma Pura Ayasi Rakshanatakam, Sieno Javasa Miradiyamiti, Garba Yeveta Chayanom, Vama Deva Yevum Uvacha. So this is from the Aitreya Upanishad, and also we saw the sixth chapter, the two shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. So if you don't get jnanam in the present life, don't think that the knowledge is a waste. Everything will be registered in the mind, and in the next janma, it will be carried. A casual shravanam in the next janma will give instantaneous knowledge. Also, if the shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, they have been practiced very well in the previous janma itself. So with this, the topic is also over. Now let us see the last sutra of this pada. Maybe in the, there is tomorrow. There is one more adhikaranam with one sutra, 52nd sutra, that we will see tomorrow and then conclude this pada. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnam gacchate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shanti. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Shri Krishna.